School year will be ending soon, and that means there's no better time to talk about agritourism with South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers. And, you know, this would kind of have been one of those things a few years ago that would have been a really unusual topic. But now it seems like more and more farmers and their farms are getting involved in this.
Well, that's right. I'm amazed at the growth that we've had in the agritourism component of agriculture. And I'll tell you, we'll take a little bit of credit for that in the department. Our staff person, Jackie Moore, has worked with them for years and has really helped guide those developments. When people are wanting to get involved, she has helped just help them do so. So our growth has been phenomenal, especially, you know, with COVID. Those summers where we were locked down, an agritourism outing for a family is a great option to get out, stay outdoors, socially distance, that type of thing. So I think that momentum is carrying forward post-COVID when things return to normal. We want normal to include people to focus on, think about getting out there and enjoying some activities on the farm.
And when we talk about agritourism, could you sort of, for those of us who maybe not familiar with that, what does agritourism actually entail? What does it look like?
Well, let's just say it's an agriculture-based activities that bring people to a farm or to a ranch or some other ag setting. You can't have agritourism without agriculture. And it's hard to do it if you're not on a farm or a farm setting or a ranch or something like that. So is tourism on a farm? We have tourism is a big part of South Carolina's economy. Just go anywhere near the coast or the mountains and you can see that. But this tourism takes place in our rural counties or where our farms are located and brings families out. And I think most of the visitors coming to farms for agritourism are in-state visitors because every state has their own version. But we think we're getting folks to come across the county line or bring the family out from other parts of South Carolina. And the growth in agritourism reflects that.
Could you give us a couple of examples of things that might be going on, say, this time of year?
Well, let's see. I think strawberries are maybe winding down, and blueberries are kind of that same boat. So, you know, coming in summertime, you got watermelons coming in soon, peaches. Go out to a farm, go out to a home, a farmstead, get out there. I'll tell you something that's new, that's really kind of neat, is South Carolina farm hikes. And it's basically saying, you know, here's a path. You can walk around this field, you know, and get to really soak it all in. I mean, I get to do it all the time, just walking around my own farm. But this is really something new. And I'll tell you, it reminds me that 3 years ago when I did a trade mission to Great Britain, we were out on a farm, and there was sort of a pathway through there. And I asked the owner, I said, what is that? He said, well, that's the hiking pathway that people will use to walk through here. And I said, just anybody? He said, oh, yeah. It's sort of a public access opportunity. I said, really? How long has that been going on? He said, I don't know, 1,000 years? So it, you know, it just pointed out we're not exactly inventing something new, but it's very similar. And they, at least the people I had a conversation with about it, seemed very pleased with it. And so this is a new wrinkle in agritourism.
Well, there's nothing new under the sun, but it might just seem that way to some folks, especially if this is something they haven't done, especially those coming from the more urban areas. This is something brand new.
That's correct, yeah. Get out and rediscover what's been right around the corner.
Absolutely. If folks want to find some of these agritourism events, is there a website? I bet there is.
Sure, there's a website. SC Farm Fund, without a D now. That's just scfarmfun.org. So scfarmfun.org.
And we'll have that link on our website, sfntoday.com, as well. Get out and enjoy some farm fun this year, all part of agritourism, a booming industry in South Carolina. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.